Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. If you're flying for Thanksgiving this year, Kansas State University's Kristen Malik says to arrive at the airport at least 2 hours in advance to ensure you catch your flight. Those looking for less hectic travel days should consider flying on Thanksgiving Day tomorrow, which is one of the least traveled days for flying all year.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday are kind of the worst days to travel. But flying out on Thanksgiving itself, unanimously not even in the top 100 most traveled days, which is kind of interesting. It's more around like 120, 125.
When flying, Malik advises to check as few bags as possible because of the increased chance for lost or missing luggage during the busy season. Instead, take a carry-on bag with you, especially for your electronic items. Remember, anything larger than a cell phone will need to be screened by the Transportation Security Administration. Let's take a look at that weather forecast. Heading into Thanksgiving, meteorologist Dan Holliday standing by. Dan?
Well, good morning. We have high clouds across Wichita to start today, and with a clearing sky, sunny, cool this afternoon, our high 48 with a light southwest wind. We'll be clear, not as cold overnight. Our temperature falls near freezing into the low 30s and warming on Thanksgiving to 70. Friday, windy and 72. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a mostly cloudy sky. It is 24 degrees. A small company made headline news when it won a $300 million contract to restore Puerto Rico's power system following Hurricane Maria. Now, a new issue for Whitefish Energy.
Well, the latest dispute comes just days after the head of the Puerto Rico Power Authority resigned. Whitefish Energy is halting work on its remaining agreement 10 days early because, quote, after meeting the terms, completing difficult work on time and under challenging conditions, they have not been paid. The U.S. territory's government owes the Montana company more than $83 million for work done in October. And with the island still 47% in the dark, the Puerto Rico Electric Power Authority claims the payments are held up because of a November 16th letter from a Whitefish subcontractor that, quote, requested the stoppage of any payment to the company since it owed the subcontractor money. Now officials say they won't pay up until that situation is clarified. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
The Wichita Police Department partnering with the Union Rescue Mission, delivering Thanksgiving food boxes to more than 100 families yesterday. The officers nominated families they have come in contact with on the job, many of whom are going through various types of hardships. Officer Danielle Watson tells KSN News he met with the Carter family a year ago after a violent crime in the area.
What's funny about this situation, they didn't know I was coming this morning, yet they already had a thank you card for me. Just from other things that I've done for them, and this right here means the world. It means I'm making a difference, and that's all I want to do.
This is the 14th year that police officers and men from the Union Rescue Mission have delivered those food boxes. There will be another meal giveaway a little bit closer to Christmas. At least 69 employees of Essentia Health were fired because they did not get a flu shot.
Essentia Health has hospitals and clinics in Minnesota, Idaho, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. In the hopes of keeping patients from getting sick, all of its nearly 14,000 staffers were told to get a flu shot or be fired on Monday. The company says about 99.5% complied, but 69 refused and have been let go. However, some people are still going through a conscientious objector process, saying they didn't get the shot because of medical or religious reasons. Several unions are ready to fight and file grievances to win back some of those jobs. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The holidays, a busy time for everyone. The American Red Cross always has a special need for blood this time of the year, as Red Cross spokeswoman Jan Hale tells KNSS News.
The need for blood continues. as our life fills up, as we spend time with friends and family, we gather this week to be grateful for the good things in our lives. And just remember, Red Cross hopes you remember, making that blood donation is one of the ways that you can certainly give thanks this holiday season.
You can learn more at redcross.org. You can donate blood, downtown Wichita, 707 North Main. The phone number is 219-4000. The Girl Scouts offering some family advice this holiday season.
Your relatives might be puzzled, but Girl Scouts of the USA tells Fox News that amid swirling claims of sexual impropriety in the news, it may be better not to force your daughter to hug or kiss a relative. The Girl Scouts explains that telling your child that she owes someone a hug just because she hasn't seen that person for a while or because they gave her a gift can set the stage for her questioning whether she owes another person any type of physical affection when they've bought her dinner or done something seemingly nice for her later in life, suggesting less personal touch instead with the family, a smile, a thank you, or giving Grandpa a high five. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
President Trump continues a Thanksgiving tradition at the White House.
A presidential pardon for drumstick. In the annual tradition, just before the Thanksgiving holiday, President Trump pardoned a 36-pound gobbler named Drumstick. The featherful blue-headed bird was donated by a 4-H group from the great state of Minnesota. His counterpart, Wishbone, didn't get the pardon, but he did get a chance to tour the White House press briefing room. It was quite a sight. And in case you're wondering, no, Wishbone won't end up on anyone's dinner table this year either. Happy Thanksgiving. At the White House, Kevin Cork, Fox News.
7:39 with Stephen Ted in the Morning, KNSS. It was 40 years ago today, regular passenger service began between New York and Europe on the supersonic Concorde.
Oh, the Concorde.
Basis. Yeah. Supersonic travel.
Yeah.
Which we don't have anymore.
No, we don't.
They don't fly that anymore.
Mm-mm.
We just fly normal planes instead of the super fast ones. We were part of the jet age back then.
Yeah.
Happy birthday today to a guy that I think is pretty funny. Animator and movie director Terry Gilliam. 77 today.
Very funny man.
The only American member of the Monty Python
troupe. Yeah.
Terry Gilliam. Guy makes me laugh.
Yeah.
I just look at his face and he makes me laugh when he's in one of those sketches.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Who's the best team in the National Football League? Well, right now the Philadelphia Eagles are 9-1. They've been just blowing out people. But Las Vegas is not buying into the Eagles just yet. The updated Super Bowl odds do not have the Eagles as the favorite to win it all. Not even the second best.
Huh.
People are still putting their money on the New England Patriots. Best odds to win the Super Bowl, followed by the Steelers, then the Eagles at 4-1. Where do the Kansas City Chiefs? Of course, the Chiefs, a few weeks ago, when they had that 5-0 start, might have been up near the top. After the Eagles, it's the Saints at 10-1 odds. The Vikings at 10-1 odds. Then the next grouping has the Chiefs.
Oh, okay.
Chiefs and the Rams, both at 16-1 odds to win the Super Bowl.
Wow. The last couple of weeks must have really hurt the odds.
Yeah. Plus, grouping the Chiefs with the Rams.
I know.
I don't know.
That just seems...
The Chiefs have a veteran quarterback.
Yeah.
The Rams have a second-year guy. You would think the Chiefs would stand better odds of winning the Super Bowl than the Rams would, but that's not how Vegas has it picked right now. And then you go way down the list, the Packers at 100-1, the Ravens at 100-1.
Wow.
Both with terrible offensive issues right now. Some of your Vegas odds. And, well, speaking of the Packers, too, before we close up here, the Packers, there's a promo at a bar in Wisconsin that has backfired. There's a bar located just outside Milwaukee that had to serve a lot of beer to patrons, a promotion gone awry after the Green Bay Packers got shut out against the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. It's called the Bavarian Beer House, and they, along with the Bloody Mary Bar, typically serve up free beer on Sundays until the Packers score.
Yeah.
Until they score. Well, the Packers, their quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, is out. The Packers' offense isn't quite what it used to be. That obviously, the Packers never did score on Sunday. They got shut out 23-0 by Baltimore.
I bet that place is packed.
Yeah. I think it's a small place, but apparently about 200 people were packed into this establishment during the game.
Yeah.
And they continued to serve, what they said, up to 300 cups of free beer.
Oh, man.
Some fans had more than others. Packers fans, to the bar's credit, they did not have any intention of halting the free beer promo, regardless of how many free cups that entails.
Honor the promotion.
So the promotion continues, and it will be in effect next week, apparently, as well.
Mm.
Drink up. We'll have some Thanksgiving facts when we come back with Steve and Ted in the morning. It is 7:43 with Steve and Ted. Do you know what you think you know about Thanksgiving? We'll discuss right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.